She's so loud. She's like recording, and we get it. I know. I click the button. Okay. Song again. Here's playing.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the Catch Me Fun Me outfit? Good taste, skip to generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Mailer.
You look so cute.
Oh, thank you.
You're just
I feel rough today.
Homesteader.
Thank you. You look very pretty. Did you do something today, it seems like?
Yeah, I had to fucking... You're all dolled up. You must have left the fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did a shoot for just a bunch of shit that I'm trying to do these reels instead of photos because I think it's like more fun. So
yeah. I think it gets better traction too. That's what Instagram like wants you to do. I think
it's more fun. I mean, it's more work because now I have to edit the videos, but I feel like it's more fun. So I went and did that, and then I fucking came home and I'm like, great, I have to edit. And instead of doing that, I decided, I'm going to cook some food for Ryan that I bought, and then I'm going to go through all of the festival things that I pulled for Lightning in a Bottle and like try on clothes. And then 2 hours later, I was like, I have to walk the dogs and I have to edit because I have a podcast and 4 hours and my stupid fucking computer, I don't know, Premiere's being weird. It's infuriating. Every 3 minutes, the audio won't work. So I'm like trying to edit and I'm like guessing. I hope this sounds okay.
Yeah. My computer is being really weird too. I think I have to update it, I think is the issue. But mine was like being real weird when I was just trying to get on. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So
how was your weekend?
Dude, I've had like the worst week. Today I was like, I'm broken. I'm done. I'm tap out. I'm fucking done. I've been watching Kinsey's cat.
Oh, that's right.
All week. And
cats don't need to be watched. You can leave a cat alone for like weeks. They're fine. They don't need you. They don't need
it. Today, I was like, I'm not sleeping there. I can't do it. Like, I don't know why I thought I was going to be able to sleep by myself. I can't even sleep in my own house by myself. Mm-hmm. And like, they don't live in like the best area. And so I just scared vibes. I can't sleep. I haven't like slept at all. And then on top of that, their cat is a psychopath. And so I would like finally be chilling out, trying to go to sleep. Okay, fine. I like turn the light off. I'm like, you're okay. Everything's okay. You know, and I'll stick, you know, put your hand out underneath my pillow. That's how I sleep on my side. And the cat comes up from underneath the bed and grabs my arm. And like starts attacking me as I'm sleeping. And then he starts skulking around the side of the room. And he does this every night, skulking around the side of the room, like waiting to like pounce on me. So I have to like be under, it's like sleeping with a vampire underneath my bed. And then he like gets on top of me and he starts fucking just waking me up. And then he wakes up at like 7 a.m. The cat does. I don't wake up at 7 a.m. and I can't fucking sleep for the life of me. So I'm going to sleep.
Is that when Kenzie gets up?
Yeah, she has a job now.
That makes sense.
And so does he. He has like a legit job. Yeah. And so I haven't slept like all week. And today I like was like, Mom, I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. And then he knocks everything. Like if you don't pay attention to him, he'll start knocking everything off of the counters. He broke like a mug this morning.
How long is she gone for?
A week.
You can't you leave a cat alone for a week? That's what I thought I that was the whole fucking point of a cat.
I know.
And they're very self-sufficient that you just leave food out for them. They got a place to shit. You don't have to let them out. That's fine.
Cats I know. And that's the thing too. I'm like, why are you trying to wake me up in the morning? There's nothing for me to do for you. Like all your stuff is inside. You don't need to go outside. You have a fucking kitty litter in here. Like, I don't know. But yesterday we started to really bond and like during the day it was much better. And I started trying to basically get him back. So what I started to do was I would hide around the house during when he's sleeping and then attack him.
I like that.
And, yeah, but he likes it. He liked the abuse. Even this morning when I tried to push him away, he's like, yeah, beat me. And I'm like, no,
this cat's obviously a nailer.
It was fucking, he's too much. And then the sleeping there, I just cannot calm down.
Why didn't Tyler come to sleep with you?
He did. He slept with me one of the nights. And then we went over to the condo one of the days. And that was nice. And then today I just I was broken. I just couldn't do it. I came up here because I had to get my podcast stuff. And I came home and the squirrels again got into my shit. And I was I can't do it today. I can't do it today. I went to Starbucks. The lady had apparently never been to a Starbucks before. The line was so long and she's just sitting there so what ingredients are in the syrup, specifically though? And it took her 10 minutes to order one drink. And then I get up to pay for my one coffee I was going to allow myself to have. And my fucking card doesn't work. I'm like, what? And then it finally worked and it was fine. But I was just today's not the day. I called my mom and she's leave the fucking cat. It's fine. You need some sleep. I can tell that you're not well.
Yeah, go to sleep. Jesus Christ.
I'm staying at my house tonight and I am going to go back down there and then I'm going to stay at Madison's house the next night because
I have a question. Why can't you just get the cat and bring the cat to your place?
No. I don't want that cat in my house. I don't want that fucking it. I mean, the cat literally is such a menace that they have glued everything to the tables. No shit. They glued all the stuff to the tables because the cat will knock everything off. And heavy shit, shit you wouldn't think a cat could move. I like the cat. It's just I had tired him out long enough yesterday where if I could have slept without being a psychopath about being scared about getting murdered, yeah. I could have slept. And then he just would have woke me up really early. But every little crickety crackety sound, I'm my car's getting broken into. They're fucking breaking in. And then this morning during the week, they have a children's daycare right next to the house. And the house is this close together. A children's daycare, just loud as fuck. And then they started cutting palm trees next to the bedroom in the morning. First thing in the morning, what the fuck are you guys doing? Oh, and then the day that we went to the condo, they had a party, a Mother's Day. They had a tent outside with a table that you had to check in at, that type of party. I fucking can't. I just can't. And then the squirrels on top of it, I came home. They ate all of my fucking hydrangeas down to the nubs. They came home and I told Nikki, I haven't told you guys this, but sorry, I just have to rant for 10 more seconds. The fucking squirrels, I came in and they had dug. They had found their way in between two little pieces of fucking netting, got inside, and then I caught one in the net. And by the time I walked back over there, he had gotten out. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I know where the fucking squirrels are getting in. Fine. Fucking secure that shit up. He had already eaten three of my fucking lettuce heads. And then I come back the next day. This motherfucker burrowed underneath my box, came up through the ground into my box. He ate all of my broccoli. And I come home today, he ate all my fucking cauliflower, the tops of my carrots. I was like, I'm going to give up, Mom. I'm going to give up. And she's like, no, we'll figure it out. You know, your dad will go over there and fuck him up. I'm like, yeah, and Tyler, Tyler tried shooting him. He shot me. He did shoot one. And, but there's so many. They're in both yards now. I'm overrun by fucking squirrels. I just don't know. And I'm tired.
You sound tired. You sound like you need a nap. You sound like a nap might do you some good.
Yeah.
That should be illegal to be able to have a fucking school that close to your shit.
School. It's a house.
A daycare. That is my worst nightmare. Cats and daycare. I'm like, and landscaping.
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill you all. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Well, I bet you if you fucking came, you stayed the rest of the nights here at your house and you just went the last day and went to Kenzie and was like, I've been here the whole fucking time. She would never know. That would be fine.
I should take location off. That's what I should fucking do.
That's fucking fine.
It's fucking fine.
Take an iPad, leave an iPad there.
Yeah, right.
I've been at the house the whole time, haven't left.
Yeah, what are you talking about? So Yeah. And then I text Madison last night. I'm like, yo, can you come over here and sleep with me? Like, I'm fucking scared. I just can't get, I can't sleep here. And
where do they live? Like, Chula Vista?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
And Maddie's like, why do you want me to come over? I was like, I'm scared, dude. Do you want me to admit it? I'm scared. Yeah. Come over here. And she's like, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you could come through for me, dog. So what, I'm going to go fucking sleep at her house. Fuck it. Like, after tonight, I'm not sleeping there anymore. Not one more night. Can I do it? And I know once I get to Madison's house, I'm not gonna be able to fucking sleep either. So I better get my sleep in tonight. House? I could, I know, but. I feel bad about the cat. I feel bad. Even tonight staying here, I feel bad about the cat. I don't know why, but I do.
The cat is fine.
I know.
It's not a dog.
I know.
It's not a dog. It's different. It's fine. Cat's fine. Yeah.
And it won't even eat its fucking food. I'm like giving it all this wet food. And I'm like, I hope you guys have the money to just waste all this fucking wet food, because he hasn't eaten a goddamn thing. Because you guys told me to give him two bowls of treats every day. So all he's been eating is treats, and he's not skinny. So it's not like he's going to lose out on
anything. Yeah, he'll be fine.
I don't know. I'm just. That's
fine.
I set up all these toys. There's like 17 laser things that like sit and do lasers. So now we're having a fucking rave at nighttime, doing a cat rave.
No wonder you can't sleep.
I know.
The cat rave.
Cat rave.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, other than that, how's it going?
Good. I went to the Coronado Art wine and art thing. It was really underwhelming. They had really great art. Mm-hmm. But like none of it would go with that house. It was more of like beachy stuff. And if I had a beachy house, it would have been rad. And there were really good artists there, which was nice, but it was okay. And then we went for like a bike ride. We went and found this new little bun place. There's like these sliders. They're fucking so good. It was really good. It's called like Buns and Brews.
Buns and Mission Brews. Beach.
Yeah. And then this week I'm going to a rodeo.
Okay.
Yup. And then I want to do the boat show is coming up, and then the Chili Fest is coming up.
Yeah.
And then I've made a whole list of things I want to do. I want to do the races. I want to do the flower fields. I want to do the picking of the strawberries and the fucking all the shit.
Yeah. I wanted to go to the LA Fair, and I wanted to go to the Renaissance Fair. And I didn't do either of them. I actually had I was like, I want to play tennis. We had one plan. I was we're playing tennis. No. He was like, I was like, what are we doing this weekend? He was like, we're playing tennis. I'm like, goddamn right we are. Come the fucking weekend. He's like, I don't feel good. I'm like, since when has that ever stopped you? Anything. Anything. You're like,
if there was partying involved, would you want to go?
Yeah, of course. If it was anybody else's plan, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So instead we fought. So that was neat.
That's super fun.
That was good. My weekend was literally fighting. I'm like, okay, good.
Good. Good. How relaxing.
Glad we're doing this. I finally have a weekend off, and we're just going to argue about it. What happened during the week? I had a job for Kiva for the fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Camino's.
The gummies.
Shout out to Camino's. What a great client. They were so fun. I go to do this sketch for them, and one of the shots is like they hand me this little tin, you know, and she gives me the thing, and I take it and I go like, yummy, tastes so good. And the lady from Camino comes up, and she was like, right before we did, she's like, so what's the rest of your day look like? And I was like, she's like, because we want you to like chew it, and sometimes it doesn't like look real if you just like take it and put it in your mouth. So she was like, are you prepared to get high as fuck? Like, do you have anything that you need to do today?
Did you Uber here? Yeah.
You're going to be stoned.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know how well I handle marijuana.
Yeah.
I was like, of course I can do that. So I'm like doing it. I did like five times and I kept spitting it out, but I could like taste it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, this is going to be not good. And then, I got in the car and I was like, I feel funny. And now I have to go do a podcast. So that was good.
That's fun. Those are my favorite. She like texted me about it and I was like, dude, I don't even smoke weed anymore. Even though I think this weekend I'm going to, it kind of sounds nice, but mostly I don't do anything except for take these Caminos. They're my favorite. It's all I do, me and Tyler. So I was like, bro, they want some shout outs.
I have.
Bring me some product, Nick.
I brought it for you.
Sick. I'm excited.
Yeah, I have to see you in real life in IRL.
I still haven't given you your present from Maui either.
Oh my God, something from Maui?
Yeah, it's something little. It's cute though. I bought myself one as well. A little bit different, but and I already used it once, so it's cute.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think you could use it for wedding vibes if you want one day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Speaking of wedding vibes, we're doing our engagement photos on Friday. God will. This works out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no wind.
Yeah.
So I still don't know where I'm going to be. Maybe downtown. I don't know. And then
kind of like city lights vibes.
Yeah, I have like a whole, I want to do like a collage. I don't know if this is even going to work out, but hopefully it does.
I found this sick place right next to Tulum that apparently like nobody goes to. I sent you a message about it. It's on Instagram and it looks sick. If you wanted to do like a little mini like honeymoon right afterwards.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think you just like hop on a boat and you like go to this like little itsy bitsy island and it looks stunning. I was like,
really? Okay.
Yeah. 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 I sent you like a couple other good things recently. I don't know what, but
I have to check my Instagram, which I don't do anymore because
I know
just don't have time. I don't know. You know what I did? I moved my fucking charger. To like my phone charger and my watch charger, I moved it to like by the door of the bedroom. I just put my phone and my watch down and then I like go to bed. And then when my alarm goes off, I have to physically get out of bed to turn it off.
Yeah.
It's changed the game for me.
It's the only way that I can get up early. I put my phone across the room, but I only do that if I'm getting up early.
I'm so efficient now, but the problem is like there's no. I mean, I guess the only time I would be like scrolling on my phone is during the nighttime. And I now don't have my phone with me. So I'm like, what? I mean, I post stuff and then I just like let my phone go. I don't know. So
I won't let to scroll anyways. So I've noticed that I have not taken like a single photo of myself that isn't for like OnlyFans. On my vacation, I don't have a single photo of myself. I don't have a single photo of myself ever. And Tyler will not take a photo of me, apparently. Unless I ask him to. And I haven't taken a photo of myself in months. In months.
I don't like that stops happening. I want there to still be, like, you still find me so... And
yeah.
You're so enamored by me still that you must photograph me.
That you're like, you look so stunning right now. I have to take a photo. I know. I don't get it.
Motherfucking firework. Treat me like fireworks when I'm going off, like fucking, you better take pictures of me.
Yeah.
Document the shit. I don't care. Everything happens all the time. Fireworks happen all the time and people still photograph them. I happen frequently. Photograph me.
Yeah.
Send them to me.
I got dressed for fuck's sake.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
So I'm a little bit nervous about this fucking music festival because I have a lot of outfits that need to be photographed. Mm. And Ryan is going to be the one that's going to have to photograph me, but it's his birthday. Oh. And he doesn't want to go to this festival. I keep trying to like
sell it,
make it. Oh, by the way, my one fucking selling point for this goddamn festival. I look at the thing. I'm like, who's playing at this festival? It's like Skrillex and fucking Labyrinth, MIA. People neither of us care about. So then I'm like reading and I'm like, oh my God, Fleetwood Mac. What? Random. And so I tell Ryan, I'm like, Fleetwood Mac is playing. He's like, now he's excited. I'm like, great. We're all excited. Finally, something cool.
Yeah.
So I go just to confirm the lineup of this festival. Not Fleetwood Mac. Macwood Fleet. That's a band.
Wow.
That is not the same.
Also rude. Rude of them to steal the name.
Fucked up because now I have to break the news that the one thing he's looking forward to not happening. So I was like, hey, remember He was like, he brought it up. He was like, oh, Fleetwood Mac's gonna be there. I was like, actually, funny you should say that. They're not. And he was like, what? I'm like, it's in my defense. Like, if you look at the name real fast, it looks almost identical. Other,
yeah,
the fact that it's small, which threw me initially because I was like, shouldn't it be big? Yeah, so that sucks. But Skrillex,
where are you going for like 5 days, by the way?
I don't know.
I saw, like, you were like, oh, I'm gonna be out of town, and I was like, oh, for that thing. And then I thought to myself, not for that many days. There's no way you could go that many days. Who wants to go to something that's a party for 5 days?
People that live on a bus, like,
two to three. This is like more than Vegas. You're going to more than Vegas and you're going for 5 days. Do you know what I mean? Like that vibe. And people, you're living in a van.
The people that go to this festival live in where they're camping.
So I just mean you.
Not a problem for them. I know. So I think we're going to leave on Thursday, I think.
Okay.
I think we're going to come back on Monday or Sunday. Yeah. Unsure. So it's like, but we have to pick up the trailer and drive there. So it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hopefully, I think we can all leave on Sunday. I think that's fine. But
yeah, why wouldn't you be able to? It's fine.
Well,
you can do whatever you want.
If people want to leave on Monday, we're going with people.
Oh, you're going with? Are they staying in this van with you?
Correct. It's not a van. It's actually kind of sick. It's an RV trailer type of a situation.
Oh, it sounds no. I love the thing you're going in. Yeah, just the fact is you're sharing this a vehicle with another group of people.
Two people.
I mean, it's nice of you, but
good. It's expensive. I'm happy about it. It's because.
Yeah, but aren't you getting that thing for free?
The tickets, not the place to park the RV, or the RV.
I thought you were getting the RV for free.
No. Well, because Ryan's best friend.
I get it now.
Ryan's best friend's paying for the RV and I'm paying for the place to park it, which is the same price.
Okay. So
it worked out well. But yeah.
Well, now, yeah. Okay. Well, this changes the whole dynamic. I mean, yeah. Now you got to stay the time.
I mean, we'll just
take it easy, I guess.
Who knows? I mean, it's going to be, we're all going to be in the same like area. So it's going to be like Brent and his girlfriend and me and Ryan and his friend Kyle. Taylor's coming. Aristotle. You know Aristotle.
Yeah, I know.
And his girlfriend. And then Brent's friend who's in a throuple.
Sick.
I
think you should enjoy yourself. But if you're going to go 5 days, just
pace yourself.
Just pace it. Yeah. As long as you pace it, and maybe sometimes be like, I'm going to go back and take a shower. Like, take your own time.
I think it's important to note that I've never once been camping in my life. So, or been to a music festival. Except for when we went to Coachella, but I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, we didn't get in, so I don't think so.
We were dirty
by the end, though. We were dirty. Oh, I don't know.
We stayed at a timeshare. We walked up and we're like, there's a line, and then left. And we were like, this looks not fun.
I'm saying we got dirty in the line and we were like, well, this was annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. We like had, there was one bead of sweat and we were like, we're good.
Yeah. The timeshare was nice.
I love that. That was great. We had all the fast food. All I'm saying is I'm not prepared for any of this. And so I'm just going to like go full force.
Release. Yeah.
Just
release yourself to it.
You should see this, like, not, there's not just music at this place. It's like, there's like talks and panels and shit.
Oh, cool.
But can you just tell me, they don't release like the days or the times, which I think is like their shtick. So you buy all the days because you don't know. Mm. But I'm like, can you just tell me when it's like, some of it's like you would love it. It's like homesteading, like homesteading talks.
Well, like, and I bet you it's like Burning Man vibes where it's like, here's a little thing where you can do yoga. Here's a little like show thing. Here's a little this. Like, that's cool. But I do like, I would kind of like a loose schedule of like, oh no, but I really wanted to see a fucking homesteading, you know? And then we'll go over and see so-and-so show. Like,
I think they released that at some point. All I know is I'm going to need to bring all of the outfits, and I don't know. I'm going to like need to see what people are bringing. Like, what are people? I need to call Brent's girlfriend or something and be like, how do you dress for this? Because it's not, I don't think it's like Coachella. I think it's like, like rave Burning Man.
Yeah. Which is
all that Coachella. Live in a school bus.
It is like, I think it's like Coachella, but then also bring like sweats for at nighttime.
Sweats?
It's going to be fucking cold.
I think they're like, they're ravers girls that go to this.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's going to be like Coachella, like raver vibes, like wear like no bra and just underwear and like a fur coat and then some jewels on your eyes. And then, but at nighttime, you're going to be cold. I'm just saying to you, like, make sure to bring fur cold coat. Things. Like, sweats. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Or like around the camp, you know? I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I feel like you're going to get really tan and you're going to get weird tan lines because you're going to be wearing like a star top, you know?
I did go hard on Amazon. I was like, sick. Amazon. Daddy Bezos, take my money.
Yeah.
Mama's having fun this weekend. I literally was like, need all the things.
Good.
But a lot of the shit that they have is very cute. And I was like, but I just don't know how, I don't know how far to go. It's not like you're going, so we could plan accordingly.
Yeah. To be like, well, she's going that hard, so it's fine. Right,
exactly. Yeah. Taylor, bless her heart, was like, do we do like a day? We should coordinate and like do like a day, like a rainbow day. And I was like, I love you. I am not fucking doing that. We're not doing that. That's where I draw. There are nobody involved. Nobody that we know is doing that.
Well, I don't know. There's going to be a lot of people at the thing and they'll all be doing different stuff. So I think you're pretty okay to do whatever you want. That's
I don't want to do that was the point.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that I think.
I was like, this is not color war.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. You're in like a good position to be able to wear whatever you want and then be like, I love what you're wearing. It's
oh my God.
Perfect for the moment. Let me touch your hair. Yes. I love it.
We'll see. I'll manifest and see what happens.
Yeah. You'll be good. It's just long. That's my only thing for you, but hopefully it'll be good.
I think so. I'm sure it'll fly by.
Well, I can't believe it's Ryan's birthday again. Didn't he just have a birthday like the other day?
Having his birthday. I know.
Like a pirate ship, that pirate ship thing you did. Yeah. I thought that was like a couple months ago.
Can you believe time is flying?
I can't believe that was a year ago. It's crazy.
That was a great birthday party that I
thought. It was, yeah.
I feel like
you did good.
Nobody throws. I want to do like maybe I do a half birthday. I want a fucking.
You should do a half birthday.
I want a birthday party.
Yeah. Like, what if we did like your batch and your birthday party in one?
We could do that.
Something like that.
I don't know when that's even. I don't even know. Did I tell you that I contacted the venue and they were like, don't contact us until September? They really? Were like, chill, bitch. Yeah. I was like,
I'm sorry, September is only like 6 months away. So away from when I'm fucking doing my shit. So please don't talk to me like that. What? You're lucky I'm not planning this 3 fucking years ahead of time.
I know. Believe me, I'm trying. They're not a fan of me.
Huh, so. Weird.
I know. I'm like, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Did you do anything for Mother's Day?
I did nothing. My mom actually messaged me and everyone in the family and said, me and grandma do not want flowers. Do not send us flowers this year. They die and we're over it. Yeah. It's money dumb. It's dumb money that you guys are spending. And I was like, okay, fine. I already brought you to fucking Hawaii, so I'm not getting
you're
shit
good.
Anyways.
You're awesome.
Yeah, I told her I would take her to like the flower fields or something, like some activity, but like that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go see my grandma on Wednesday, though. So this week I'm seeing Madison on Tuesday, tomorrow, and then I'm seeing my grandma on Wednesday. My grandma's birthday?
Yeah.
No, she's St. Patrick's Day. She already had her birthday.
I feel like it's always your grandma's birthday. I don't know why. It's like it's always her birthday.
Yeah. It's because grandma's always special. You know, you always gotta show out for grandma.
Show up.
Speaking
of that, that's hilarious that you just said that because my mom literally just messaged me and said, did you get my message about the flowers you sent? If not, please call Amex and tell them not to process the payment for them. They're all dead. I called the
florist and sent a photo as well as leaving voicemails, but nobody called back. I looked them up and the reviews were dreadful. If you read them, you'll see someone says it's a scam. They're not an accredited florist. I filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. How did you come to order from them? Anyway, let your credit card provider know not to pay and open a dispute with them or the bank. You should not pay for these. Thanks for your good intentions.
Wow. Well, good for your mom. She really went with the follow through. I like that she's, you know, Better Business Bureau is fucking on call now. And
that's
shit,
the weirdest thank you for the flowers I've ever received in my fucking life.
Yeah.
You can't just say, it's like that instead of being like, thank you, you know, maybe just say thank you and then just do that instead of like, be better, Nicole.
I don't know. My mom would have said the same fucking thing though. But it's that's like, why our moms
are moms.
She said
it 45 times. Yeah. It's like you can't open with like, thanks for the flowers. By the way, don't order from them anymore and see if you can get your money back. Like,
yeah, she could have started with a thank you.
The florist, air quotes, and was like, why would you ever fucking order from them? Idiot.
How did you find them?
I'd rather you not ever send me flowers than send me those flowers. I'm insulted. And these made me have a terrible Mother's Day.
But I love your intention.
Yeah. Thank you for your intentions.
Yeah.
We're doing our best here.
Yeah. My mom ended up actually shopping. And so my mom took my grandma out for Mother's Day to Home Goods, apparently, and lunch. And then
My dream.
Then finding a bunch of stuff that she sent all of us and was like, so I went shopping for you guys for Mother's Day. And she like bought me a shirt. And she like, I guess they bought themselves some things as well. But I was like, this is Mother's Day for you guys. You guys shouldn't be buying us shit, but I'll take it. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm not going to not take it.
I haven't been to a Home Goods or a TJ Maxx or anything in so long.
Oof.
I know. That would be.
I've been being pretty good, I must say.
It's just tough.
Not buying shit. Even Amazon. I've been pretty good at not buying anything on Amazon. I do think I'm going to buy a disco ball for my chickens, though.
Oh.
I think they need some.
Sounds like a necessity.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like a $40 disco ball, though. They were like, this is the best disco ball on the market.
I'll take it. Only the finest.
I was like, maybe. I haven't pushed the button yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I went on a kick. I was doing so well. And then I was like, I'm going to this festival and I need things. And then also I listened to Andrew Huberman talk about things. And naturally I was like, well, I have to update my protocol. So I am now taking like glutamine and just all of the things to hack my bio. But did you know you're going to love this? Okay. Here's a crazy statistic. People who fidget or pace, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I've been like trying to start doing this, burn 800 to 2,400 more calories a day. Is that not insane than people who don't fidget? Is that not wild?
That is wild, but I fucking say that's not true. Because, I mean, what's the fidget? What is the pacing like, I get?
Like shaking your leg or like micro, like.
So I do this. In fact, I have like calluses underneath both my thumbs because I sit and my mom does this too. And I sit and I do this all day long. I stab my own finger. And that's not really going to burn shit.
That's not really like
fidget.
He's talking about like a leg shake or like a head nod or like something like a, I mean, you're
like
moving.
A full,
like
yeah.
a, like a fidget.
Huh?
Not like a. like
I mean, it's still that is. A, I mean, I'm doing it. It's still a fidget, you know.
Someone
but
who
like,
has
damn.
Like erratic movements, like if you like gesture really big with your hands or like do things like that, you know,
Italians people, burn more calories. Yeah,
is that not wild though?
That is wild. I kind of call bullshit, but I do think people that like talk on the phone a lot and they sit and they have to walk around.
Yeah,
I like to do that, but I don't talk on the phone that much. I think that's something because you're walking around, so that makes sense. But
it's really wild.
You know what I wish burned calories is like
eating food.
Tightening your jaw.
Eating food.
My jaw is just always like clenched, and I'm like, if that could burn some calories, that'd be cool. You know, like where's that in the calorie burning scale? Huh.
I don't know.
Up in here, apparently not high.
Not high. Not as high as fidgeting, I must say. Yeah. Or erratic movements.
Yeah.
So that's my It's my Andrew Huberman tip of the day. And shivering burns insane calories.
Yeah, I heard shivering does. So,
and that's why shivering burns calories and burns fat. That's why babies can't shiver and they really struggle to regulate their body temperature. They need like a bunch of blankets because they need their fat.
Oh,
isn't that interesting? Oh,
that is interesting. I knew that. Like, I knew the shivering thing, but didn't know the baby thing.
Yeah. Huh. I know.
Very cold. Wild.
Science. Yeah. So keep a thought of the day. Those are all my facts.
Thought of the day. Leave cats. Just leave them. Just fuck them. Just let them do their thing. You don't have to sleep with them, apparently. I don't know.
I love that thought of the day.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, they're going to be fine.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I love you.
Love y'all.
That you get some sleep.
Thank you. Are we going to do another podcast after this?
I would thought we were, but now I'm feeling like maybe we should not do it. Like, I feel like you should just take the day and relax. Is that a good idea?
I mean, yeah. We'll talk about this afterwards. Okay. Sorry.
All right. We love you guys.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.